Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Those Texas Nights, a Wrangler's Creek novel, by Dolores Fawson, with special bonus story, Lone Star Cowboy, by Dolores Fawson, performed by Eric G. Dove. Chapter 1. Sophie Granger wiped her eyes with the back of her hand and squeezed her mud-splattered Ailee Saab wedding dress into the Wrangler's Creek Police Department. It wasn't easy getting 10 yards of ivory tulle through the doorway, especially while crying and being lightheaded. Sophie had to gather up the sides of the dress into puffy balls and turn sideways to manage it. Even then she stumbled, and her big toe got caught in the netting, so she stumbled again. With all the mumbled cursing that accompanied the stumbling, it was no surprise that she got everyone's attention in the squad room. Everyone in this case was Ellie Stottermeyer, the weekend dispatcher receptionist, and the two deputies, Rowdy Culpepper and his sister Rena. What she got from them was silence and stares.
"I need to see Chief McKinnon,"
Sophie said with as much dignity as she could muster, which wasn't very much. Rena had her mouth open so wide that Sophie could see the quarter-sized wad of pink chewing gum on her tongue, but she hitched her thumb in the direction of the office all the way at the back of the squad room.
"He's in there," Ellie added once she got her mouth working. "But he's not officially the chief until his trial period is up, and Lordy knows when that'll be. Right now, he's just the interim 'cause the mayor and city council haven't given him a permanent contract yet. Is, there anything I can do for you?"
Since Ellie was one of the biggest gossips in town, Sophie considered asking the woman to refrain from mentioning this visit. But Ellie had already gotten herself unfrozen from the shock and was taking out her phone. No doubt.